Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. We have only 2 days left in 2022. Then we start the new year 2021. Oy, ay, ay. All right, so we have 2 days left in 2021. Then we're going to start the new year 2022. Are you making any New Year's resolutions? If yes, do they work for you? How long do you keep them? Do you have New Year's goals? What changes do you choose to make this upcoming year? The last 2 years with COVID-19, the Delta variant, and now the Omicron variant affected you in any way, be it mentally, physically, or financially? What were your biggest struggles? Did you conquer them, or did they conquer you? What will change for you in 2022? And the question is, why would it change? How would it change, and when will it change? Have you made some great decisions you will follow through and not give up even when the tough gets going? Have you ever made a vision board with the things you dream about having, achieving, doing, and listed dates so you have a way of tracking your progress? I'm Denise Thompson. And I love guiding people towards their optimal health, restructuring their mindset, helping with their body, and increasing their finances. So I have been, exposed to all of these questions myself, and that's why I thought it'd be pretty good to ask you so you have something to reflect on and something to ponder for the future, for the next year, and make the best decision ever, the one that really serves you and your loved ones without, suffering too much about anything. I know of so many people who have been facing serious struggles over the last 2 years, and I've been working with quite a few of them. So me asking those questions is actually just normal. It's normal because it's not just questions I ask my clients. Those are also questions I first ask myself. And honestly, not everything always comes easy. Even when we know what we ought to do, there are still the struggles that are real. It doesn't matter if it's limiting beliefs or if it's self-doubt or if it's not feeling good enough or whatever. You know what? Can we make ourselves a promise to let go of those things and make 2022 the best year ever? Let go of all the negative things and start focusing on the positive. Transform our mindset from being unhappy, gruntled, not feeling too good. And you know that whenever our mind is negative or not feeling good or anything, that causes physical ailments. So we get sick. And that's about 75 to 80% of the people who get sick because of anything mental that's been, bothering them, that they've been struggling with, that they've been experiencing and didn't have the tools to learn to overcome those challenges. And many a times, the tools would help them not to have to take any medications, not to have to go to the doctor all the time, get tested for certain things, be misdiagnosed. I mean, you name it, it's all happened to me and to many others that I know. It's really interesting when we know who we are and we live a healthy lifestyle and one with purpose, and we are driven to do it, be and give the best we are, then those things just automatically actually disappear. They don't have space in our brain because we focus on the good. So that actually goes back to the next thing. I did mention vision boards. I asked, have you ever made a vision board with the things you dream about having, achieving, or doing, and listed those with dates? Well, I started that 16 years ago when I was with a different company and different business, all in all. And it was actually quite interesting. I felt like I could only put things on it that I know I can achieve. Let me ask you, is that really a dream? Isn't a dream something that you're looking forward to and you're going to put your best foot forward for as long as you can till you reach that goal? A dream should have a date of accomplishment. However, if it takes more time, that's perfectly all right. Just change the date. Don't change the dream. And that's what I've been working on lately with myself also. So what I noticed is, since we're so close to the new year, and many have not made any New Year's resolutions or goals, which normally start dissipating in February, and in March most of them are gone. So a vision board is something totally different, and that's something you can actually do as a family. So let's assume both parents, it's a family of mom, dad, and 1, 2, 3 children, whatever, or more, it doesn't matter, okay? But the children have their dreams, the parents have their dreams, and the parents usually have 2 different types of dreams. One is what they're going to achieve with their profession, with their work, with what they're doing. And the other one is usually family related. So I would say adults make 2 vision boards, one for the family where everybody is included and one for you professionally. And have the children make their own vision boards. At the end, they all have to be congruent with one another, which is the fun part. So you start, you know, usually the materials it takes is simple. Either a piece of paper or a piece of cardboard or a poster board or something, and then take magazines or pictures that you have, cut them out, write below the thing or cut out a print that says what you want with the date when you want to achieve that goal. For example, and that is not one of mine, but so many people would love to travel again and go on cruises. Well, put a cruise ship up and write down where the cruise goes. So if it's not the correct cruise ship that goes on that particular cruise, just cover up the name with a picture or with the date. You know, you can do that. You can be flexible about it and say, okay, I want to go to Alaska in March of 2022 on a cruise. I want to have, do you want a stateroom or do you want a bigger room? What do you want? Do you want a cot? You know, you can define all those things. Are you going to go with the whole family or are you going to allow the children to spend some special quality time with grandparents or aunts and uncles or cousins? Okay. So those are all things that you can figure out what you want to do. And then, of course, you always have a reason why certain things need to be done. For example, in the business thing, when you have a goal, so my goal is to move up 2 steps within the next 3 months. Well, I can't just jump from my step to 3 steps up right now. It takes strategies. It takes actions. And actions have to be consistent and daily in order for them to be cemented in and to be effective. And it's kind of like if I were to jump today to 3 steps ahead for tomorrow, that's kind of like eating an elephant in one bite. I know that nobody can do that. How do you need an elephant? The saying is one bite at a time. How do you make progress? One step or one action at a time. So divide it up in what you need. Those are your action steps. And you can actually divide up your goals into weekly, monthly, 6 months, 1 year, 5 year, 10 years. And reach them, you know, and you can always change the date. You do not have to change the goal. You can change the date. And I guarantee you, I did it with my daughter for a while. When you make a vision board and the child makes one and they have their own dreams where they would like to go or what they would like to do or what they would like to receive, well, it's not wise to just give them what they want. It's much better they work for it. And then they value what they get much more because they've earned it. And so I would say, you know, help them create their own vision board. Like when my daughter was 6, that was a long time ago, but when she was 6, she wanted something. And I said, you know what? That is perfect. But that takes a little bit of work because that's a lot of money. So what are you willing to do to earn that treat, to earn that, you know, that goal to be achieved, to receive what it takes? And we came up with activities for her that were age appropriate in everything, like getting this done, taking her own shower or bath, making her bed, putting the shoes away, putting the clothes away, the dirty clothes in a dirty clothes hamper, and the other ones, fold them and put them away. They get to learn from early on. And so whenever we worked on it and she reached her goal every week, she had a choice of deferring it for a bigger goal or to collect on that goal that she wanted for that week. And so with my vision board, that's not going to be weekly. It's going to be probably 6 months, a year, and 5 years. And I'm going to put down some action steps and then with dates so I can actually break down that elephant into bite sizes so I can definitely achieve it. And every time one part is achieved, I can either put a star on it or put a check mark on it or whatever it is. You know, that's your choice. It's your vision board. But it will definitely help to be more focused and to help one another have year. You don't want to have a year that conquers you. You want to conquer the year. You want to be in charge of what you choose to do, what's best for you, and not let things happening to you. Everything with a purpose. And that's why I thought this would be a fun activity for tonight or tomorrow night or both nights, depending on how many children you have, how much time you have, to make some vision boards together, cut out pictures, glue them down or tape them down with a little bit of, you know, the clear tape or a few drops of glue in the back, depending on what you posted on, label things. And it doesn't have to be totally, it doesn't have to look like a masterpiece. It just has to be there and real and to be identified what your purpose, what your goal, what your dream is. So you have something to look forward to and focus on for 2022 and make that a most amazing year. So anyway, that could be a fun activity, and I'm going to do mine between today and Saturday or even Sunday. I have to see when I have the time to do that. Another thing is, have you suffered physically in the sense of not having gotten as much exercise as normal or having lost your job and started to eat unhealthy because it was cheaper than eating healthy? It's actually, that's a false statement. It's only cheaper temporarily. But when it affects your health, it's going to be much more expensive when you have to fix it. So it's better to invest in good health, in excellent health from the beginning on. Eat a little bit less, but really good, healthy, nutritious food. And in smaller portions, you know, so, and regularly. You don't want to eat just once a day and starve the body to the rest of the day, because that changes your blood sugars too much. And it changes your blood pressure and everything else, and the cortisol level goes up, and the cholesterol changes, and so those are all things that are very important that we take, actually, that we are accountable for, because it's our life. So I just want to offer you a free gift for the ones who choose to want it. It's a free health goal strategy session to reset your health goals, and or a free e-newsletter with healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other valuable health information. They're relatively short but very powerful. So all you need to do is send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Put in a subject line, capital B, capital T, capital R, for Blog Talk Radio. And then right behind, questions, suggestions, be on the call with you. And then I will get back to you. I will fish it out of the spam folder, as all first-time emails go into the spam folder. And I will definitely get back with you so we can do that. And let me know which gift, or if you want both gifts, I'd be more than happy to give you both gifts, would give you the most joy and the most benefit. So anyway, I hope I have been able to share some value with you, to give you some ideas on how you can end the year in order to start the new year with a new beginning, an amazing year planned ahead of times, you know, school schedules taken into consideration, vacations taken into consideration, work things taken into consideration. What can your children do to help you achieve your goals? And what in return can you do to allow your children to reach their goals? So it is definitely a family time, family activities, and you help each other out. So that should bring you closer together and help in so many ways. And the mental state will be so much happier in all of you, because you have something to focus on, and you love one another, and you work with each other. So I wish you all a most wonderful last 2 days in this year. And until next week in the new year, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.